Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Survey specialists, pollsters, and statisticians are crunching the numbers at the American Association for Public Opinion Research annual conference underway in Hollywood, Florida. On hand and joining me now is APOR past president and current editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll, Frank Newport. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
What's the business at hand at the annual convention?
Well, actually, I should point out this is probably the largest attendance at this pollsters' convention in our history of this association. Well over 1,000 people from the U.S. and all over the world. It's probably the biggest gathering of people who study public opinion anywhere in the world. Generally speaking, and this year as well, the sessions, the conferences, the speeches all kind of split into two parts. One is methods. We're all interested in studying public opinion, but how we go about doing that is undergoing significant change. And the second is substance. That is, what are we actually finding on key areas when we analyze public opinion, particularly for the American public?
Frank, regarding that first topic, reassessing survey methods, is it merely tweaking what's already known, or is it reinventing the wheel?
Well, it's both of the above. This is the 70th annual meeting of APOR. That means it started back in the 40s, and then all surveying was done in-home. Randomly, people would go out, interviewers would spread out all over the country and knock on doors and interview people. That shifted in the 80s to phone surveys, and we added in cell phones, of course, when that revolution began to happen 10 or 15 years ago. And now it's a look at how you continue to evolve the attempt to interview people by phone. A lot of papers on that. But in terms of your revolution type of question, indeed, there is discussion of new methods. One of the most radical ideas, of course, is to try to mine social data, what we call non-probability samples. Look at Twitter. You analyze the millions of tweets every day, and can public opinion be bubbled up out of that by experts who look at what people are tweeting about? Facebook posts, the same kind of idea. Non-probability polls on the Internet, where people just sign on and answer, but there's no attempt to select people randomly. All of those are being looked at as possible more revolutionary methods in how we assess public opinion going forward.
Now, getting on to the content end of things, you and I, especially as November approaches, talk a lot about elections, and I understand one of the courses offered was election polling from basic principles to current practice.
That's right. There's always a lot of discussion about election polling, and that's been controversial in recent years. The sessions were planned a little too early, for example, to take into account the polling in the recent British elections, which did not successfully predict, of course, the significant gains by the Conservative Party over there. But there's plenty to talk about here, plenty of analyses, plenty of studies. I was just in a session this morning where they were stopping, UCLA researchers were stopping people in Las Vegas, bringing them into an interviewing suite and giving half of them polling done by virtue of a computer in front of them. The other was face-to-face. That's an attempt to try to see how to change the American national election study going forward. How would the methods affect how people respond? So that's the kind of things we're seeing here.
And to what extent do you take these new ideas and approaches back to the shop up in Princeton and alter the way Gallup does its business?
Oh, a great deal of that. That's one of the reasons that quite a few of us from Gallup are here, not only presenting papers, but sitting in the sessions. It's great. It's just like cardiologists who go to a cardiology convention every year. You learn about what's new. You hobnob with and interact with your fellow pollsters, other public opinion specialists. You hear new methods coming down the pike. You see scientific research, and all of it is just a tremendous way for us who are in this as a profession to continue to fine-tune and change how we go about doing our task.
What have been some of the items that have been of particular interest to you?
Well, I sat in on a session this morning where an expert on the Hispanic population in America was going over the demographic trends and what it means for our polling going forward, and it's pretty astounding. The key is the population curves based on age, such that if you look at the data, Hispanics are such a huge percent of the younger population in America, and then you take that forward, as they get older, they're going to be an increasingly higher and higher percent of the overall population, and the big bulge of the white population are going to go over what he called, very nicely, a demographic cliff. That is, a lot of the white population is going to die in the coming decades, and they're going to be replaced by the young Hispanics. So it's really a dramatic shift in the whole composition of this country. And that has a lot to do with how we interview people. You know, Spanish language interviewing and attempts to get at some of these populations are critical, and that was one of the things that we were talking about in some depth this morning.
It's a busy agenda. Is it all work and no play, or can you soak up some of that beautiful Florida sun?
It's all work and no play.
I thought you'd say that. Thank you, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.